It is 1 o'clock. I am going to call this hearing to order. This is the February 18, 2026 meeting of the Chelan County Hearing Examiner. My name is Andy Kotkamp, and I've been appointed by Chelan County to serve as a land use hearing examiner. My job is to render decisions on various matters that are authorized to come before me, which include administrative appeals. I will consider any testimony and evidence presented at tonight's hearing, as well as all the written materials on file, to make my decision. I'd note for the record, the only people present at this hearing are representatives of staff and the hearing examiner. The appellant is not here, so let me go to staff. Was Aaron Stansberry given notice of this date, place, and manner of the hearing?
He was, and he's actually on now, Mr. Hearing Examiner.
Oh, I didn't see that. All right. Okay, great. So I'm going to re review a little bit about this hearing process here, Mr. Stansberry. This is a administrative appeal hearing, which means there's no public testimony. It'll just be the appellant, and then the county will make a presentation, and then you'll have the last chance for making any rebuttal arguments that you wish to make. You, as the appellant, do have the burden of proof to show that the county's decision was incorrect. If you are going to testify, then I'll have you state your name and your address, and I'll put you under oath. And this is not a time for questions, so you're not going to be allowed to question staff or the hearing examiner. It'll just be a time for you to present whatever testimony and evidence you have in support of your position. When you do give testimony, like I said, I'll have you state your name and address. I'll swear you in as a witness, and we'll go from there. Except as provided by the Chelan County Code regarding requests for reopening a hearing and requests for reconsideration, my decision on this matter will be final and conclusive unless it is appealed by means of a land use petition action. Those appeals have to be filed within 21 days of the date of the issuance of my decision, and if the appeal isn't timely filed, the appeal would be barred. I've reviewed this item on the agenda. I don't have any interest in the property being discussed. I'll be able to fairly and objectively consider this item. And outside of receiving and reviewing that staff report and those exhibits A through F, I've not had any communication regarding this item. So, Mr. Stansberry, if you have an objection to me serving as a hearing examiner, you need to state so at this time.
I have no objection.
All right, thank you very much. So we'll turn to the item on today's agenda. This is again an administrative appeal given file number AA 25319. This is an appeal of an administrative determination regarding a short-term rental renewal application. It relates to property located within Chelan County that is more specifically described in the staff report as well as in all the application materials. I'm going to admit into the record exhibits A through F that are referenced in the staff report. Exhibit G will be the staff report. Your appeal documents are included in those exhibits, Mr. Stansberry. Would you like to testify?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to have you state your name and your address, and then I'll put you under oath.
My name is Aaron Stansberry. My home address is 7531 120th Avenue Southeast, Snohomish, Washington, 98290.
All right, thank you. I'll have you raise your right hand for me. Do you swear or affirm under penalty of perjury that any testimony given today will be the truth?
I do.
All right, thank you. And you are the property owner and appellant, is that correct?
That is correct.
All right, sir, what would you like to tell me?
Okay, so I have been the property owner and I have maintained ownership interest in this property since the original application and granting of short-term rental permit in 2021. Okay. I'm going to walk through a timeline here. In September of 2024, a quit claim deed was filed by me, transferring the ownership of that property into an LLC named Sky Mountain LLC. I have ownership interest of Sky Mountain LLC. In December of 2024, after this transfer took place, a short-term rental permit application was submitted by me and was approved by Chelan County. Again, after this transfer took place, this transfer was not a sale according to the code. The code that was in effect at that time, a transfer occurs when the property is sold by a person or corporation, et cetera, the property has never been sold. Okay. December 2024, a banking transaction took place. The transfer, the bank required transfer of the title out of Sky Mountain LLC and back into my name, Aaron Stansbury, and my current wife's name, Eileen Nainon. Okay, this is a banking transaction. The bank required that this transfer took place. This is December 2024. Again, there had been no change to the original short-term rental code into that was adopted in 2021 when this transaction took place. Again, the code states a transfer occurs when the property is sold, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The property was never sold. A banking transaction took place. I, Aaron Stansbury, maintained ownership interest the entire time. February 2025, new short-term rental law wording goes into effect. No further transfers took place after the new wording went into effect. End of 2025, whenever this was, no, October, November, I applied for a new rent short-term rental permit. It was denied. Again, it was denied citing these transfers that I've already gone through here, which took place again prior to the new wording of the law going into effect. The transfers, sorry, a previous renewal had already been approved under the short-term rental code after one of the cited transfers. For denial, the transfers that were cited for denial took place. Okay, so I had been approved for a permit renewal after a transfer took place. That for my then a year later, my renewal was denied, citing that transfer. No change in code had took place when any of these events, but before any of these events took place. Okay, all of these events took place before any change in the code wording. I could go on. I have further arguments to make. Is there, how does this work?
It's up to you what you want to say. I'll have a couple of questions for you after you're done, or I can do them now if you want. But this is This is your time for presentation, so whatever you want to do.
Sure, I think if you have questions based on what I've said,
So the transfer in September of 2024 to your LLC, at that time, who were the members of the LLC?
me
And not your then wife?
I'd have to look at the LLC paperwork. It was a single member LLC. I'm the name on the LLC.
So there were no other members in the LLC.
Single member. That's correct.
Yeah, that's the answer I want is a yes or no. If there were any other members, I'm not sure what you're referring to by single, except saying there was just one member. So there was just one member in the LLC. There were no other members.
I'm unsure. I have to go back and look at the LLC paperwork, but it was not a partnership, right? It was a single member LLC recorded with the state. I'm the owner, recorded on the state.
All right, and then the transfer that took place, as you said, in December 2024, that was required by the bank, that transfer was to you and your now current wife,
That's
correct?
correct.
All right, I just wanted to make those things confirm. All right, please go on.
Okay. So, like I said, maintained owner maintained the permit continuously since it was originally granted. Again, the permit renewal was granted after transfer into the LLC. It was approved. So as far as I'm concerned, and as far as the law is concerned, I believe anything having to do with an LLC transfer is irrelevant here because it was reviewed by the county and granted by the county. Okay, so here I'm just reading through a couple things here. Okay. So the ownership changes did not constitute a transfer under the code. I was previously divorced. I think that it said something on there about my previous wife being on the title. That's Kelly Wozniacki. I was previously divorced. That is explicitly exempt under the transfer language in the code. Let's see. And again, of the renewal was allowed after that anyway. Okay, transfers between the same beneficial owner do not trigger loss of status. Code's transfer provisions are concerned with new ownership, not administrative or lender-driven title changes, like is the case with me. The definition requires, again, according to the original code, the definition says sold. The definition requires a sale. A sale never took place. The 2024 renewal confirms administrative recognition of permit continuity. So renewal after ownership change is a binding administrative determination. So trying to go back and say that this is not allowed, that flies in the face of what the county already determined. Let's see. any amendment, any January, the amendments that took place in 2025, in February of 2025, cannot be applied retroactively. So any language that we're applying here needs to be based on the original 2021 code, because all of these things took place prior to February of 2025. Let's see, camera. I believe that this denial is arbitrary under the code's own approval criteria. Divorce removals are not transfers. County approved the already approved the renewal after the LLC transfer took place. I cannot see any specific code violation that took place based on the wording here and the events that have taken place. That's what I have for the moment.
All right, thank you very much. Is the county ready to proceed?
We are.
All right, can you state your name for the record here?
Kirsten Riles, Assistant Director of Chelan County Community Development, on behalf of the county.
All right, what's the county's position?
So this STR permit from when it was originally issued was not an existing non-conforming permit, so it didn't even qualify for a transfer in the first place. And to Mr. Stansberry's point that a divorce is exempt, that's untrue. If you go to the code in section, the transfer section, which is in section 4I, I believe, it clearly states that it is not transferable even in the event of death or divorce of an owner.
So I'm looking at Exhibit F, which is what is represented to be the 2021 code. Is that correct? The code that was in existence in 2021?
I don't have that in front of me, Mr. Cottcamp.
All right, I'm just trying to pull up what you're referring to. I don't know if there's a way to do that or not. Just give me a second.
Should be in the last few pages at section 4 out of 5.
Yeah, four, then capital I. I was looking for small I. Okay, yes, I have that here. Okay. All right. All right. Sorry to interrupt you. I do see that now. What else would you like to say?
And then the other side of that is, so it was in the names of Stansberry and Wozniacki until September 6th of 24. The renewal for 25 was processed on 12/11/24, and it wasn't changed out of Sky Mountain until 12/12, and then changed into the name of with the new wife in 12/12. And that, so that was not caught in 24. It was caught this year. It was caught in 25 as they were trying to renew for 26.
Okay.
Can I just make
No.
sure I've got those dates right? I just, can you repeat the dates so that we're clear here?
Yeah, I'll go ahead, Ms. Riles.
So per the assessor's page, the ownership of the property was in Stansbury and Wozniacki from June 24th of 19 to September 6th of 24, and then was in Sky Mountain September 6th through 12/12. And then at the end of 24 there, for the 25 permit, the renewal was processed 12/11. So we would not have seen a transfer at that point. And then it got transferred into the Mr. Stansbury and his new wife's name 12/12. So like I said, we would not have seen that transfer.
Okay.
But the county still stands by the fact that it was a new conforming STR permit, so it's not exempt and it's not transferable, even in the event of death or divorce.
All right. And what else would the county want me to look at?
The county would stand on a staff report other than that.
Right, Mr. Stansbury.
Well, I think those arguments actually add weight to my claims. Okay, I was referring to Section I3, okay, under the transfer section, Section 3, again, the original, right, okay, 4I3, okay, that's the section number, okay. A transfer occurs when the property is sold by a person, okay. Now, the county has just asserted that this definition does not apply. This is very unclear in the wording of the argument, okay? So if this definition only applies to a non-conforming transfer, all right, that's not stated here. It doesn't say a non-conforming transfer occurs. It says a transfer occurs, right? So this is the only definition of a transfer in the stat in this law, okay? So now if that is not a definition of a transfer, so we now go back to 4I section 1 or section I, whatever. With a conforming short-term rental, the permit is not transferable even in the event of death or divorce. So now what am I left to make of this? What is a transfer? What is the definition of a transfer? If you're saying this definition in section 3 is only the definition of a transfer for a non-conforming permit, then what is the definition of the word transfer in this that's cited above, section 4I. What is the definition of a transfer? There is no definition. How are we supposed to apply this law with if we have no definitions to apply? And then, I mean, I go back to my first argument. One transfer was okay. That you're saying, okay, the county didn't catch the second one, but one was okay. One was okay, but the other one was not. Why? Why? There's no, this is completely arbitrary. There's no definition here. Given there's been no, the county made zero argument. I just heard the argument given. There was no argument given as to why one transfer was allowed and why another transfer was not allowed, given the facts that I maintained ownership interest the entire time.
I think I can assume this, but I'll ask you anyway directly. Was taking your first wife's name off the property, was that part of your divorce settlement?
Yes.
But you're not sure if that was done before the property was put into the LLC or not.
Well, that was the divorce settlement, according to the divorce contract, right? That the papers filed with the state made that official. Okay, but that wasn't done with it. That was not done with the county until the transfer into the LLC. So the LLC was created and the transfer was done in order to, clean all that up and make it official with the county.
Okay.
Again, as far as I'm concerned, all of that is irrelevant because the county had that record. They reviewed it. They made the assessment that that was perfectly acceptable under the code because they approved their renewal. So anything having to do with the LLC is completely irrelevant here.
All right. Well, I have some research to do because I don't know the answer off the top of my head, but I've been doing this for long enough that at least my working understanding, just to let you know, Mr. Stansberry, and I'm going to confirm this with research, is that the county's failure to act by negligence or for whatever reason is generally can't be used against them. But
But they didn't fail to act. They did act. They
right,
acted affirmatively.
then I won't speak anymore if you want to argue with me. I
Okay.
was trying to help you out.
All
So
right.
is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, I just would like to add that I think this is clearly not this law is clearly not is clearly poorly conceived. There are not clear definitions in this law. The law is very arbitrary in a lot of ways with regards to this transfer wording. And there is no way that this determination is going to hold up in court.
Okay, I understand your arguments. I appreciate them. And I understand the county's position. I don't have any more questions for either of you. What I'm going to do is I'm going to close the record on this hearing. I'll have a written decision made within the next 10 working days. I don't know if that's going to actually be possible because I'm going to be out of the office from this Friday, February 20th, and not returning until March 2nd. So it depends on how much work I can get done before I leave. My last day will be tomorrow, and then the decision will technically be due on March 4th. And if I can't get it done by then I'll let everybody know and let you know when I will have my decision out. So I appreciate everybody's participation today. This was the only item that was on today's agenda, so I'm now going to adjourn this February 18, 2026 meeting of the Chelan County Hearing Examiner. I appreciate everybody's participation. This meeting's now adjourned.
Thank you.